Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
My baby. Nancy.
Hi there.
Could I hear El Rey and Nakam Mal Chan?
All right, we can do that for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shut and shelled some corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get this sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered, hey! And them dogs come out from under the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back. And that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket. And it scared me, and I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it like him to have scared me slapped to death because we's hunting on this man's place. I said, Mr. Barron, is that you? He said, yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing? We hunting. How many have you caught? Four great big ones. He said, well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John. Well, I looked, and lo and behold, that was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth, he didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him. Give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, take a crosscut saw coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance. A lot of times we'd climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs, but at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, Mr. Barron, we'd be glad to go hunting with you. You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for a dollar a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered three or four times, and they started hunting. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And an old Trailer and old Highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them, and old John Eubanks would holler, hey, speak to it. And my brother Sonny would holler, hey, look for it. And oh, it was beautiful. Now y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, a huge tree. And I looked around at John and I said, John, I don't believe you can climb that tree. And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out, got fighting mad. He said, there ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb. And he got his Brogan shoes off and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overalls and got that sharp stick and he drawed back and he punched the coon. But it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped-up wildcats in Amit County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron toted a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, whoa, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing killing me. Shoot this thing. And Mr. Barron said, John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.
Afuera, pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar, 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 llorar.
Dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te vas a quedar. Rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar. Rodar y rodar.
Luego me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar.
Tracy, I wonder if you might be able to play Whiskey River. and Fraulein.
Whiskey River and Fraulein. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
River, reaching
once again. When he kissed me, my lips started burning once again. When he held me, my feet just wouldn't touch the ground. Now my world's so bright, for there's love all around. Now my world's so bright, for there's love all around.
Grand Ole Opry and Country Music Hall of Famer Gene Shepherd for you tonight. Isn't that great? Then he touched me. Here's one from our buddy Allison Krausen down in Brenham, Texas. Allison had a birthday this week. We'll say a special happy birthday to her. Little tune called Undo the Ride. Undo the Right for you. We really enjoyed having Randall King visit with us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this past Sunday. He went up there and did a photo session with Melissa Regan and enjoyed having him at the museum. He'd been to the museum several times before, but now his fame is getting bigger and getting more fans and traveling all over the world. It's good to see him come back to be with us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. Good crowd on hand to see him Sunday evening at the World Championship Barbecue Go Cook-Off, and then it had to be called short because of weather. But we had a great time, at least got to hear some music from Randall King this past Sunday evening. Had a nice little note from him this afternoon. Appreciate that. Thought we'd spin one of his songs. Here's Randall King doing one called Smoking Cigarettes.
Just one of these old habits that won't break. cigarettes, doing things that I'll regret. And I'll wake up with whiskey on my breath. 'Cause you ain't here to tell me quit, so I'll just go.
Certainly can't tell the story like Bill Anderson does, but Bill Anderson and his wife, Becky, were out to dinner one night, and they were had ordered wine. They were having wine with their dinner. And some members of their church came in to the restaurant. And Becky was kind of ashamed that they had wine there with them. And she goes to hide the wine in case they should come over to their table to see them. And Bill responds that the Lord knows they're drinking, so what does it matter about anybody else? And of course, the great Bill Anderson sat down and wrote the song, and it became a huge hit for Cal Smith. The Lord knows I'm drinking. Speaking of Bill Anderson, Bill Anderson also wrote this next song that the great Connie Smith is going to sing. My mother asked me to play this tonight. From the pen of Bill Anderson and the great voice of Constance June Smith, here's You and Your Sweet Love.
I wish you only knew all the days I've made it through because of you and your sweet love. I wish that I could count the time peace and comfort filled my mind because of you. Sent me you and your sweet love. Almost every night it seems you come walking through my dreams, precious you. Sent me you and your sweet love. He sent me you and your sweet love.
Yeah, Tracy, I'm gonna have to get you to reach away up on the very top shelf. Jones off down there.
I like that top shelf. I like that top shelf music.
Up when you get up there about 3 or 4 high.
That's right.
How about a good year for the roses?
Yeah.
And secondhand flowers.
All right, I'll do it for you.
Them's good ones.
They sure are.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. And a lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink. You thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. It's been a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand in
I don't even care. When you turn to walk away, as the door behind you closes, the only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the of marriage. It's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say we haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't spoken a word. And from the bedroom, the sound of our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care.
Think you mind if I pitched another George Jones song in there for you as well? I was thinking about that song the other day. First heard that song, I guess I was probably 17, 18 years old, and J.V. Fryer called and asked me to play that one night on the Hits Radio Show. Never had heard it before, but what a song from George Jones and Melba Montgomery.
could you play that song, I've Always Wanted To? I believe Wayne Kemp sings it.
I've Always Wanted To. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, and a Merle, any Merle.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Forbidden, you're the wife of my best friend, but the way I feel about you in the good book is a sin. I'd give my soul to help you, and I feel guilty through and through. I've never held you in. The fire that burns inside me turns to passion in my dreams. It's fueled by thoughts of you and by all my fantasies. I can't help but wonder if you feel the way I do. Your soft red lips, but I've always wanted to. No, I've never done with you what a man in love wants to. With a woman that he'll always love, ones I love the most I'd lose if I
Chris.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the Malpas Brothers. You're listening to KNEL FM 95.3.
In Brady, Texas, with Tracy Pitcox.
The divorce had been granted, and my wife was seeking the custody of our only son. And as my boy told his story, we both started crying, and I realized the harm we had done. He said, "Your Honor, I'm 7, and home was a heaven. My dad was a king in my eyes. My mother, an angel who guided my footsteps. And home was my one paradise. For I love them both, and I can't choose just one. Dear Judge, can't you please make them see that Mom without Daddy, or Dad without Mommy, would only bring heartbreak to me." Without Mommy would only bring heartbreak to me.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.